listening to Tales of the Text, headphone drama, secrets, and plot twists. This week's episode is called The Recording. Shani, 16-year-old high school student, sits horrified, mind racing only a bit faster than her heartbeat. She is in an abandoned classroom in the school, listening to her iPad. At only 5 feet tall, her feet swing off of the ground in the tall stools. She twists her braids in her hand nervously, feeling glad that she is wearing black. She feels less visible. It is like her worst nightmare come true. She listens in disbelief, hoping against hope that she is mistaken about what she just heard. But she knows what it is. All over social media, as words that she knows well because they come from her very own recordings. She wants to die. As she sits dazed, not wanting to listen, but not able to stop, 17-year-old Ty comes bursting into the room. Tall and thin, he's wearing his professional attire for Dress to Impress Day. He runs his hand across his waist and turns on Shani.
It was you, wasn't it?
What?
It was you. You recorded us. It had to be you. Nobody else was anywhere around.
I don't know what you...
Don't lie. You're sitting here listening to it with that look on your face. Obviously, somebody got a hold of your stuff.
Listen, I'm sorry, okay? I didn't even mean for it to get out.
It doesn't matter because it is. I could get into serious trouble. I'm the president of the student council. I'm supposed to be on track for Ivy League. I can't have my business out in the street.
It's not just your stuff. This is my stuff that got violated. It's bad enough that it was stolen, but now all this stuff is coming out.
Why did you make these recordings? Were you going to blackmail people or something?
No, I would never do that.
So what was the point?
You wouldn't understand.
Try me. You owe me an explanation.
Okay, I'm just... I'm a writer, okay? I just use the stuff for my stories. That's it. No one was supposed to ever know where I got it from.
Yeah, well, now everybody knows. My life is gonna be over. My phone has been blowing up.
I'm really sorry. That was never my intent. I wish I could take it all back.
Well, you can't. It's everywhere. Not a whole school knows about.
Right at that moment, the door flies open again, and this time Amari comes in. Both Shani and Ty stop and stare. Amari looks terrified and looks at both of them in wide-eyed alarm.
What is happening? How was all of this stuff coming out?
Amari,
She did it. It's all her fault.
Shani, but why?
I just made some recordings. Somebody else is leaking them.
But why did you make them in the first
place? For her stories, if you can believe that.
Oh.
Oh, what do you mean, oh?
I mean, that makes sense.
It does?
I mean, yeah. When I'm playing my video games, I record the gameplay and stuff all the time. Sometimes there is talking in it, but it's just for me, so it shouldn't matter.
Oh, so that makes it okay?
I didn't say that. I'm just saying it makes sense.
Well, all of that sense isn't going to help me. I'm going to get ruined.
With all due respect, wasn't this all going to come out anyway?
No!
Monique's pregnant, Ty. How was it not? Were you going to pretend it was Gerard's?
It might be.
Yeah, but it might not.
Listen, I can't deal with this right now. I'm just trying to graduate so I can go to college and start my life.
So you don't care if Monique is having a baby?
She's not even going to have it, okay? That's what we were talking about. When she was going to do it. It was just a mistake.
A mistake with your best friend's girlfriend.
Hey, don't judge me. This is high school. Shit happens.
Okay.
And what about you? How you gonna be all high and mighty? Don't forget your stuff is out there too.
That's totally different. Well, mind your business.
Well, obviously you were on some dirt if you got an STD.
No, obviously my boyfriend was on some dirt.
I didn't realize you gamer nerds got down like that.
If you don't shut the hell up, you need to be more worried about what Gerard is going to do to you when he finds out, if he hasn't already.
You let me worry about Gerard.
And maybe if you had been more worried about him before, you wouldn't have these problems.
Shouldn't you be more worried about that itching and burning between your legs? That's what you get for messing around with that white boy.
I'm not going to tell you again to shut up. because you couldn't give anybody anything with the way you're sneaking around.
Oh my God, shut the hell up. Y'all shouldn't be mad at each other. You should be mad at me.
Oh, I can do both. This is still on you and whoever the hell leaked this shit. Do you have any idea who that is?
No, I had my bag with my phone and my laptop in my car. Somebody broke into it and stole it.
What else did they take?
Just the bag.
That sounds like somebody who knew what was in it.
I never talked about my recordings with anybody. Nobody else has ever heard them. They were just for me.
Well, somebody must have known.
Suddenly, they all hear the sounds of the baby rapping his hit song, Shug. They each jump. Then Ty groans and reaches for his pocket. He pulls out a cell phone. He looks down at the screen in dread, then holds the phone up so the other two can see it. He's getting a call from Gerard. He presses the power button to silence it.
I cannot deal with Gerard right now. I know he's gonna kill me.
It's probably a good sign that he's calling you. Mm-hmm. If he really wanted to hurt you, he'd just come and find you. Maybe he just wants to let you explain.
Explain what? I pretty much said everything in that recording. He's not dumb. He knows what I did. He just wants to know where I am.
Just then, another phone sounds, but this time it's coming from Amari. When she sees who is calling, she steps away from the other two to answer. She talks low in the phone, and neither Ty nor Shani can hear what she is saying. She ends the phone call quickly and walks back over to them, looking stunned.
Amari, are you okay?
I don't know.
What? Did you just find out it's more serious than a shot can cure?
Come on, Ty.
I'm serious. I'm just asking.
That's not it.
Well, share with the class, please.
Ty, haven't you all been exposed enough?
No, it's okay. I guess you're gonna find out anyway. I thought no one caught what I said, but I guess someone did because Matt, I mean, Mr. Walton just got pulled into the office.
You're messing with Mr. Walton? Is that who you got this from? Damn, girl, I thought I was on dirt. You messing around with a teacher.
It just kind of happened. Neither of us meant for it to happen.
Maybe you didn't.
He's not like that. It was his first time with a student.
Yeah, okay? Right. Then where'd he get the STD from?
Amari falls silent. There is another long pause, which is broken when the door flies open and Alex enters. He looks up when he sees the three of them there, clearly startled. He freezes up. Suddenly, he stares at Shani's iPad, which is playing a live stream. Now, with everyone at full attention, they finally hear what's being said.
I've never done anything like this before. I can't risk anybody finding out.
It's okay. It's between you and me. I won't tell.
I don't want to think about that. I just want to think about being with you.
Come on, let's go. Alex stands stock still. He looks absolutely pained at what he is listening to.
Alex, right?
Yes.
Is that you talking?
Yes, it is.
Oh, so wait. You're sleeping with the coach's wife?
I am so sorry. This is all my fault. I did not mean for any of this to happen.
How is this your fault?
These are her recordings.
I never meant for any of it to get out. I was just being stupid. I know. I should not have made them. I just wanted to use them to tell my stories in a realistic way. But I know now how wrong I have been. I learned it the hard way.
It don't matter now. They all gonna know. They gonna kick me off the basketball team. And I gotta play ball.
Oh, I'm sure they won't kick you off.
They ain't got kicked off when the coach found out he was sleeping with his wife, too.
Damn, the same wife? Now that's messed up. But I've seen you hoop. You're the best one on the team, by the way. If they get rid of you, they're just hurting themselves. The problem is the coach's wife, not you. Remember that.
I wish I could take it all back. I didn't mean to ruin any of your lives. I just wanted realistic voices for my dialogue. I swear I will never do anything like this again.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter now. It's out there. We're gonna have to face the music.
Maybe not.
What are you talking about?
Maybe I can act like I doctored up the audio. Like I just made this all up for my stories. I could tell everybody.
Who is gonna believe that?
Who is going to believe any of this? This shit sound like a soap opera. I can totally pretend like I just set this all up for my stories. I've been writing a series on teen drama set in a high school just like ours.
But that wouldn't explain how you got our voices so well. People are not going to just believe that it was just a lie. Like, come on now.
Maybe they'll believe it was all for my new storytelling podcast. That I made the recordings with you all's permission and you used your voices to play actors for the roles. That could work.
I don't know. That doesn't even really sound like it'll work. People in this school love drama. They'd rather just believe what really happened. That we got caught up and caught on tape.
Please! Can we just try? I can write some more stories for you all and then you could just record them like dialogue. Then I can announce on my blog that my recordings got taken and leaked before I could start everything myself. We can keep going and do a whole season's worth. It'll make it seem more believable.
Shani stares around hopefully at the other three. They seem to all be kind of thinking it over.
Fine, let's try it. What do we have to lose? If people believe this stuff about us, they will. We should at least try something.
I really don't know. I just can't see this working. People around here are really dumb. Like, dumb. But not that dumb.
The only other thing I can say is deny. It's just voices. Who can prove anything without video?
Now, that won't work. People around here hear my voice every day doing announcements. They'll know it's me. The only one of us that might work for is Alex because he barely talks. They probably don't even know what his voice sounds like anyway.
The only other thing I can figure out is that I make a recording with my own deep, dark secret. We can all be even.
Yeah, I don't see us being even with whatever you say. We should just go with the first thing.
Okay.
Fine, I'm in.
Alex nods along too. Shani sets to work coming up with new stories for them to record. Once she has them written, she hands scripts to Ty, Amari, and Alex. Then she recruits a few others to be the other people in the scenario. She records the audio, edits, and then makes her post for her blog. It sparks a debate in the school over what is real. Some still believe in the first recordings. Some believe that it really was for a show. Others enjoy the podcast so much that they don't even care. Afterwards, Shani meets back up with Ty, Amari, and Alex.
So, how's it been? Do people believe?
Some do. Gerard says he does, but I think he's suspicious. Monique's not pregnant anymore and dumped Gerard, saying that she can't believe he would believe that of her.
And what about you and her?
That's done. I can't even bring myself to do it anymore. Gerard may not be sure what to believe, but I don't think we can be friends anymore. It's probably for the best.
Yeah, well, people kind of believe mine. Mostly because a lot of people just think I'm a video game nerd who could never do anything like this. Also, Mr. Walton is so many people's favorite teacher. They don't want to believe that about him anyway. As far as me and Brian, though, I dumped him. We were cheating on each other, but I just didn't need to be with his ass.
I'm glad that you have kind of gotten through it. Whether people believe or not, they tuned into the show. I've gotten so many streams. I'll give you all your cut of the money I'm making.
You better.
I will. And I hope you'll record some more, even though people all over the school have been volunteering.
I'll do some more, just to make it look realistic.
Yeah, me too.
What about you, Alex? Is everything okay with you?
I don't know. I think I'm good for now. But I can feel the coach looking at me crazy in the mug.
Alex, you need to tell someone what the coach's wife is doing. It's like she's blackmailing you to be with her. That's sick. And there's gotta be more to this story.
I don't need to tell anybody right now. I still have to be here another year. And I'll just try my best to play it safe.
Well, I just want to apologize again. I know I almost ruined everything for you guys.
Yeah. I guess it turned out okay, but I still want to know who leaked the stuff.
Yeah, that's been bugging me too. I think maybe I caught them off guard by taking over and releasing the stories. There are so many recordings that they could release. I just hope that people won't believe it if they are leaked again.
I guess we'll see. Now, do you have any more of me? Really, Shani?
they weren't all like this. Some were just regular conversations. I just needed the speech patterns to use for dialogue. It should be okay.
Yeah, it should be. I cannot have any more coming back on me.
I wish I could promise you, but I can't. I just hope whoever has it is over it.
Yeah, me too.
They all lapse into silence, into their separate thoughts. Their other secrets hang over their heads. Shani thinks long and hard on her own. She knows that she can't reveal herself. The others simply wouldn't understand. She thinks about the recordings. Should she have leaked them? Probably not, but all turned out okay. Everybody is paying attention to her now, and no one really got hurt. She regretted it right after, but it came out okay. It'll all just be another story that she told. Hey everybody, this is After the Text, and I'm Miss J, and I'm in the studio with, to my right, like y'all can see her, is my Caitlin.
Hi.
This one over here that's drinking, not she drinking water though. It's Lyric.
Hey y'all.
And Leland.
What's up?
And last but certainly not least, Hugo.
You know your boy Hugo in the building.
And we just recorded the recording. Yeah, it's very similar to they were all looking at me, y'all, like, this some shit Miss J is doing. What? I'm like, no, I'm not recording y'all. I think the question, what would you do if you found out someone had secretly recorded you? And like some really intimate stuff and put it out there.
I'm gonna have to fight. That's too federal. Like, you know, federal, like you trying to get me arrested or something?
Because it is illegal to record someone.
Can you stop with the money bag reference, please? Thank you. I feel like I would probably go off. I couldn't like showcase that in this one because it was just like I was a nerd and I had to play it cool.
Right.
Like,
you did good.
Yeah. For if it was me in real life. Yeah, it would have been some punches being thrown.
You would have fought Shani?
Uh-huh.
Girl, how you lose my recordings like
yes.
that?
And why you recording me?
Is it easy to secretly record someone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know somebody do it. You feel me? They just press a button and walk away.
It's literally, you know, voice memos on iPhone. So you literally sit down and you just like,
wow.
I can hear, and then I'll have to go back and I'll listen to
it. Is there a reason that you all would record someone secretly?
If I know they're gonna lie about it. Like, if I need it and I know they're gonna lie about what they said. And not something that serious, but like, I don't know.
You gotta think about it like this. Like, no, yes and no. Because it depends on what it is. Like, because some people want to be famous. So, you know what I'm saying? That's why they got reality TV. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? And then for those who don't want to be famous, you know what I'm saying? They got the NSA. You feel me? So we still listening and tuning in.
In the script, I think they mentioned that. What is the drama in high school that you all have experienced? Or do you think exists?
It ain't this deep.
No, it ain't.
It's crazy STDs. That you did this podcast because I was talking to my friend the other day. I said, can you imagine one of these male teachers freaking the student?
She was like,
Caitlin. I was like, I just.
Speaking of, like, I'm watching Riverdale right now. And let me just say, I love that show.
Okay.
But it is, it started off with the leader, well, the star of the show, he had an affair with his teacher, his music teacher. Mm-hmm. And they was like into it. Like they was in love. Yeah. And then she had to leave. But like, I don't know. It's crazy because I just watched that episode today.
It happens more often than you think. What would you do if you found a recording of someone you know saying a really deep, dark secret? Like you heard it.
I would
and you
tell
were surprised, like a close friend.
Like what though?
And
like,
make sure.
Well, I'm big on karma. I'd probably just delete it.
You would delete it?
Okay. Because you never know, like by doing something, you can put it back on yourself.
That's true.
I'd be real careful.
Be cautious.
That's like nudes getting out. Like, I talk about
a lot of friends who nudes have like, I didn't see they nudes because the boy didn't probably show me.
See?
And I would probably go to them and be like, you know he has your news and he's showing up to people. But females, they be getting mad. They be like, I didn't have my news out there. I'm not out there like that.
Yes, you are.
Just trying to help you. Like,
but I'm just trying to do this because they know it's out there.
Yeah, they like...
So do you send nudes?
No.
So be our last question.
I did when I was younger. I ain't gonna lie. When I was younger. But
what
I,
is that shit? What are you doing? Like, why?
It was the trend. You know?
Really?
What do you see what they think about?
They be like, they be
like.
You all are dealing with boys. I forget.
Yeah.
When they do that one, when they send that, they just be like.
And then they send it to you?
Playing with them, yes.
Look, and is that supposed to be a turn on?
I'd be looking at it like
you the Uvu days was you the worst nasty. Days of my life.
Uvu.
I was like, I got cooties.
Okay.
So would you send nudes as ladies?
No.
I just feel like, what is that gonna do for you? What is that gonna
for
do
you for you? To be like, when if a boy has or. Like sat there and be like, you send me something? I just stopped talking to them because it's just like, you really get all that girl sending pictures to you.
I can't wait to just see you get older and come back to this question.
Do y'all know what the internet is?
Like, because one of you is going
to
send
you can go on the Instagram model's page to see her butt nuded out. You don't got to give me the
name.
Nowadays, coochies be full out on Instagram. You don't need to understand some things.
You ain't even got to bother me.
Go on Instagram. You better go look at Black China.
I'm gonna tell you like this. It's gonna be a real, real player dude. You're gonna be in love with him. And he's gonna be like, "Bae, let me get some of them." And you're gonna be like, "I ain't never did this." You're gonna be like, okay, it's me though. You feel me? And you gonna send that picture.
I don't care how much I love somebody. I want you
to hold to that. Mary, and I hope you do.
You gonna send that picture.
I wouldn't send a picture to my husband.
Yeah. Okay,
I'll send a
letter.
So you're sending
like,
the
I
picture.
Miss you.
It's
like,
different.
I miss you.
It's not.
Yeah.
This is how it's not different. Your husband phone can still get hacked too.
Yep.
And then when it do get hacked and they do get
and don't let y'all break
up. That was my husband.
You feel me? Like,
that's like, that was my husband.
You can put it on.
And
it's revenge porn.
We was together.
Have you ever, like,
so you have to be careful with it because revenge porn is another part of when you break up a relationship.
And I just want to let you know something. Him and I'm going to get all his money.
And I just want to let you know something.
That's lame.
Once you get married to a man,
get all his money.
And then you get divorced from a man, after you get divorced, he get even more petty.
And take
It depends on the man. Because I've had nudes of girls. We broke up. I delete them.
Oh, you delete them?
Yes, there's no
still
exposing.
There.
No.
There is no exposing.
How do you keep a girl's nudes when you get with somebody else? Like, how do you keep an other girl's nudes when you get with somebody else?
It's hard with iCloud.
You have to be really specific when you delete them. No, hey, hold on. I'm just
you gotta delete them from the recently deleted.
Yeah. Because if not, they still there.
It's levels to deleting. But
man, I keep any boy that ever sent me something is in my eyes only. If they ever want to play.
Okay, we're gonna end on that, guys, because I cannot take it. Thank you guys so much for listening to Tales of the Text and After the Text and the recording. We need you all to share the podcast and follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio.
Mm-hmm.
Share,
like, comment,
share, and subscribe.
Share, like, comment. Bye. Thank you.